This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado lawmakers gather each January through May for the annual legislative session. The only thing they're required to do within those 120 days is approve a budget for the state. And despite some sharp disagreements between Democrats and Republicans last week, work on what's known as the Long Bill is largely over. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about the process and what's next.
Well, first off, Jody, lawmakers had more money to work with in crafting this budget than they've had in years past. Just how much money are we talking about?
This year's $20.5 billion budget is approximately an 8% increase in spending from the general fund, which grew to $8.2 billion from the previous $7.6 billion. So lawmakers were in the fortunate position of actually having more money to spend than in the past few years, and you would think it would be an optimistic note for them, but it didn't always play out that way till the very end.
Well, we'll talk about some of that tension in a moment. In years past, though, we have seen a lot of deep cuts made to K through 12 and higher education to help balance the budget, especially during the years following the Great Recession. What kind of money was put back into those areas with this bill?
The budget actually increases K through 12 funding by $127 million. The Long Bill invests $3 million in new funds for the economies of the rural communities and an additional $2 million investment in tourism promotion to grow Colorado's second largest industry. The mental health system in Colorado will get an increase of $19 million. And the budget also pays off loans and draws down debt obligations. It also increases the Colorado General Fund Reserve by 25% and will also help the state's rainy day fund.
So it sounds like there's more winners than losers overall in the budget. And I guess we should note as well that state employees also are winners in this budget.
To get a 2% raise, and that's particularly significant because they've had 4 years of no salary increases.
We know the process of getting to where we are at now, there's been a lot of political drama, especially the session over guns, and that actually crept into this whole budget debate. Republicans in the Senate, all of them voted no for this particular budget. And there were also some tensions late last week with the budget debate in the House, but we did end up having some Republican support there, though.
Not everybody is happy. Some Republicans, as you mentioned, in the House were especially peeved. They had tried to get $1 million into the budget for the tourism office to promote a PR effort, basically to explain why the governor signed 3 gun control measures. That did not pass. Republicans also lost out on a few other amendments, including background checks for gun transfers. And the Colorado Energy Office, which has come under fire for mishandling some of its funds, Republicans tried to get an amendment to cut their funds, but that failed as well.
There were several amendments added during last week's House debate, including one that would pay for more oil and gas inspectors in the state to the tune of $1.4 million each year. And that means that the Long Bill now has to go back to the Senate to iron out differences. Can we expect a compromise, or should we be looking for more fireworks?
I think most of the fireworks probably occurred in the House on Friday when some personal and partisan fights erupted, and Republicans accused some of the Democrats of using not-so-polite measures to highlight their fact that they were winning. But, you know, when you look at this budget, it did get bipartisan support. Republicans are pleased that they were also able to add an additional $30 million for water construction projects in Colorado. And Colorado also will be able to pay down the state's pension fund for firefighters and police officers. And that's a result as a Republican amendment. So there were some victories on both sides. And I look for the Senate to probably not be too contentious, iron out a bill and send it up to Governor Hickenlooper to sign it.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.